KA2 AIT listening. KA2 VLA is KD2 AIT. Well, I guess Clint's not going to do the net tonight. I guess he's usually here right on time. He's been under the weather here a little bit this week. I'll give one more shout there. KA2 VLA, are you going to pick up the net tonight? All right. This is KD2 AIT net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2 OFK. N2 OIQ.
KD2 AMU.
N2 WBX.
Okay, I got WA2 OFK, N2 OIQ. Dan, KC2 AMU, Randy. And N2WBX Dennis. I'm going to start at the top of the list. I just want to let everybody know I've been working on a little project here today on the net, and I've figured out a way to tap into the Echolink a little bit, and it lets me plug into this interface and autonomously record the net and actually post it to the BoonvilleARC.com website. So that should be available here about 10 after 10 tonight. All right, WA2OFK, my grandfather there. Harry, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, yeah, listen, I've been listening to the TV and working the computer a little bit also, but it was generally not too bad a day, except we had to move a little snow here and there, and I just don't have it go somewhere else, but at least ways were opened up, and I don't know whether we're going to get much more tonight or not, but I heard you coming out, so I'll give you a check-in. This is WA2OFK. We'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay. Your rig sounds good there. So I don't know if you've left it on for a while, warm up or not, or did you just turn it on?
I had it on for a while. I turned it on, let it warm up good. That's about all I did to it,
WA2FK. All right, well, it sounds 100% right now, so maybe that's the trick to it. That old rig's got to warm up, you know. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and hopefully we won't see much more snow. I guess we're not in control of that. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. We missed you there last night. Or Wednesday.
Hey, good evening. This is N2OIQ. Good evening, Jeff. Our mail's on the net this evening. Yeah, I had something come up that I was unable to do it. I'm sorry. So, hopefully next Wednesday I'll be able to do it. I had something come up, so I wasn't here. So anyways, I hope this thing is working good tonight. And I don't think we got any snow here. I had a little light snow here, but nothing major. And I don't know that they're talking about lake effects, but maybe north of here. After midnight or something. So anyways, we got 10 degrees at the present time, and it was a bad day today. Cold, but had a high of 15-16, but there weren't no wind. I think there's a little bit of wind out there tonight. So anyways, get back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. N2OIQ, and give me a signal report.
Okay, Dan, yeah, your signal sounds great tonight, way better than it was that one night, but yeah, you sound, you're booming right in here right now, so you sound good. Yeah, I figured you had something come up. I gave you a minute or two there, and then, I think I did it there Wednesday night, and, yeah, it was no problem. You know, I'm here pretty much every night during the week, so if anybody can't do it, I'll pick it up. It's not a problem. All right, yeah, well, hopefully it'll warm up soon. We only got a couple more months of this, and then get back to that spring weather. All All right, KC2 AMU, Randy, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KC2 AIT, this is KC2 AMU. Just figured I'd give you a weather report from down here in the Mohawk Valley. Good to hear you back, Jeff. Harry's sounding great. Good to hear him in there, and hello to everyone else on the net. We've got 15 degrees here down in Mohawk Valley. Pretty steady snow, and that's about all for tonight. Just thought I'd check in, support the net. Good to hear everyone in there, and glad to hear you back there. Some pretty neat echo links while you were gone there. We had Denmark, and your dad talked to him for a while. That was pretty interesting. And, I want to thank you for working on the echo links. Thanks everyone for the use of the Blackwood Valley repeater. KD2 AMU, back to you, Jeff.
Oh, thank you very much, and it's a lot of fun tinkering around with it. And yeah, my dad was telling me there last night that he had made contact with that. I believe his call was OZ2D. I remember that because it's so uncommon there with this. So but yeah, we get them in here from time to time, and you know, I've been working on it here. I found a way. You know, there's not a lot of documentation on EchoLink. I don't think that the original developer does much with it anymore, other than keep it available. But I found ways to where you can plug it into it and make it do things you want. Right now I have it recording the entire net tonight, and with a few other tricks of the trade that I know, I'm going to get it processed automatically every night and sent over to the BoomvilleARC.com website. And if anybody wants to listen to it, they can. And I hope to be able to keep it going every night and just have a long log list of nets. Anybody might want to peruse one every once in a while. Who knows? But either way, it was a fun project to get involved with. All right, thanks for checking in, Randy. We'll catch up with you later. N2WBX, Dennis, good evening. What's up?
82 AIT, N2WBX. Good evening, Jeff. Good to hear you. 5 miles to the east of the village of Boomville, just off of Hawkinsville Road here. We've got 11.4 degrees. Humidity is 85%, and in the barometer is 30.06 and rising. Looks like we had a high today of about 19.7. I don't think we even made it to 20. But other than that, I just wanted to check in, support the net, and I'll turn it back to you, N2WBX.
Thanks for the report there, Dennis. It's good to hear that the barometer is rising. Maybe that's a sign. I don't know. When you look at the weather report, it shows a pretty steady stream of snow coming, but maybe not a lot. We'll see. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, Dennis, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2 NBU.
KC2 WI.
KC2 MBU and KC2 WI. Okay, KC2 MBU. Hey, good evening. What's up?
We're down to 10 degrees and very, very, very light snow. I guess it's the lake that band to south of us, the light was going through it a little bit ago. So it's storming pretty good down in down the city. But got 10 degrees up on the hill here and about ready to call it a day.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in with me there earlier when I was testing out what we're doing here tonight. I did get it going, and so far so good. Everything, I'm watching it as it automates, and so far so good. Everything's working the way it should. But hopefully, you said your wife was driving through that there down the south. Hopefully, either she's home safe already or making her way through nice and slow and safe. So, all right, thanks. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, KC2WI. I think it was 13 last I looked at the thermometer here. I measured about 5.5 on average inches of snow last night, this morning, and it's compressed itself down, probably melted from the bottom up a little bit, so there's maybe 3 or 4, and was real easy to remove. Ran the snow blower on the driveway, and the driveway is dirt. It's kind of pretty sandy dirt and pretty smooth. I purposely rake it out and that so that I don't knows, and I guess it probably is by now, where I removed the snow. And then I got on one of my snowmobiles and basically figured I wasn't going to go very far, but I went down the railroad bed over to Burdick's Crossing Road and sort of clanging on the stones in the railroad bed all the way, so it was a slow, easy ride. You know, you'd think there's enough snow, but it's such light, fluffy stuff that it didn't really compact. It just kind of blows away. And but I got out for a few minutes and got over across Burdick's Crossing Road and the railroad bed going south to Lyons Falls. Somebody had taped that off. There was a big water hole there, and I know that the way that place is, that trail, that old railroad bed, it dips up and down, and there are probably all kinds of water holes. So I went the other way to towards the River Valley Inn and the bridge, the Black River, and just past River Valley Inn, it goes through the woods in a low spot, and that's all flooded out. So yeah, it'll freeze up, probably not too long with this kind of temperature, but. Yeah, no real snowmobiling here in the valley, that's for sure. And I've been looking at some pictures on trailconditions.com. One of them is a sled that's submerged in about a 3-foot water hole. So, you know. But it was a nice day, and I actually, you know, didn't really quite have to do what I did outside, but it was so nice. I came back from my little ride and stopped at the post office. You know, shovel some snow and brush stuff off and all that. It was really quite nice this afternoon. Anyway, news on the Black River Valley Club repeater. I got an email from Bob the other day, and he said he thought he's got it done pretty much, and he thought he might be able to get up here on Sunday, and I sent him an email back, but I didn't hear back from him, so I don't know. But we may have our new repeater up and running on Sunday. I'll see what happens there, but it won't be too long now. And I'm expecting great things from it. We're going to have a remote link radio, so we can link to things. I think what we might try, we can't really program it. We just got to put it on a frequency, and it's not like a remote programmable. But I'm thinking someplace interesting, like maybe Old Forge, or maybe, I think we got two link frequencies we can select, and one might be the 145.33 down in Remsen, and that would link us all the way into central New York, and the other one, like I'm saying, Old Forge, it'd just be interesting, because I don't know, a few people might get into that, but that would be kind of neat. That might be more active in the summer, but who knows. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. KC2WI.
Yeah, it definitely sounds interesting. It'll be nice to see when all that's all back together there. I know everybody's kind of been waiting. I notice there are a lot of snowmobilers here and going down the towpath here behind my house. They're buzzing. I've seen probably maybe during the net here maybe 5 or 6 of them go by. So, did you happen to catch what I was saying earlier about recording the net?
Yeah, well, not fully. I was listening from the other room, and then I realized, hey, I could just turn the radio on that I got here and hear it and check in, so... sounds like you've got your recording application. We can get on the website and listen to it.
Roger, I did make a post about it on the BoomvilleARC.com site. It explains kind of how it works, but basically you can tie into the EchoLink application through VBScript, and you know, you can access the objects and methods through that. So I was able to, you know, with the Windows Task Manager, I was able to tell it to, you know, it'll only, EchoLink will only record, you know, the conversation if there's somebody actually logged on. So I had it set up to automatically log me on to myself. And then from there, it automatically set the record and turn it on. And then after an hour, I'd log off, and then it would stop recording. And then I have another server that mounts to it that will convert that WAV file to an MP3 file. and then transfer it over to the site. And fortunately, Echolink doesn't record dead air, so it saves a lot on space. But I was going to leave it on all the time. Unfortunately, I think it would be many minutes of just the repeater identifying itself. And I haven't figured out a way around that yet. But anyway, you can take a look at it there on the site, and you'll see more about it. It's pretty interesting how much you can tie into it from the outside. All right, this is KD2, AIT Net Control from the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I worked today, and when I got done, I worked on this little project I've been talking about, so it's been a day behind the computer for the most part. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Harry, Dan, Randy, Dennis, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73 to those who listened in. This is KD2 AIT. Clear.
YB down here in Verona doing the call up for Arc-10 tonight and looking for check-ins.
This is KD2 AIT. Good evening, no traffic.
N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I have KD2 AIT, good evening, and thank you for checking in. And N2 Whiskey Bravo X-ray, right?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in. Do we have any other stations for Arc-10? If I sound tired, it's because I am. It's been a long day here. K2DYB for Arc-10, we're looking for check-ins. All are welcome.
This is KC2WI, no traffic.
Yeah, hi, Pete. KC2WI, thank you. Anyone else? I think one more call here for the Arc-10 net. All are welcome. Okay, nothing further heard. Thank you all. Have a good weekend. K2DYB.